Cannabis culture has existed since people first started sharing their uses for the plant. The more it was shared, the more common considerations were developed, observed, and passed on, friend to friend, community to community, all over the world. By the time I was born in 1982, cannabis may have been a subculture subject, but its etiquette was widely known and communicated. Like all etiquette, it is culturally, even regionally and socially specific, and time-sensitive. But one thing has remained constant. People aim to be polite about pot. For the past century, cannabis etiquette has been largely based on its consumption during an era of prohibition. When cannabis is scarce and using it must remain secretive, much of the etiquette is focused on protecting people's privacy. Across the globe, cannabis has different levels of acceptance. In the United States, as individual states take the matter into their own hands, the accessibility of product, increased knowledge, and destigmatization are changing the culture of cannabis and its etiquette. Etiquette under prohibition. Cannabis prohibition in the United States began in the early 1900s and has continued in many states and federally throughout the present day. Cannabis went from being a pharmacological recommendation and familiar health aid to being marijuana, the dangerous drug. There are many sources available to read up on the history of cannabis with the U.S. government and the American people. But from an etiquette standpoint, what matters is that its prohibition created an environment of secrecy and scarcity. The diverse language we have for cannabis and the generosity of spirit in the culture stem from the necessity to be discreet and from a lack of available legal product. Once upon a time, having a joint passed to you by a stranger at a concert was like hitting the jackpot. Getting a new weed guy meant asking how he or she preferred to be reached and what degree of discretion should be used in conversations and transactions. Did you have to stay and hang out? Or was it a grab-and-go situation? Maybe you were in the city where there was a delivery service. The reality of different tokes for different folks meant you always had to politely inquire about and keep track of your friends and suppliers' styles and preferences. Under prohibition, we often felt shame, encountered negative stereotypes, and were denied research opportunities. All of these were contributing factors to cannabis culture and to the shift we are seeing today. Shame. Cannabis shame was born out of prohibition, and it's one of the toughest hurdles for the community and others to clear. Many who grew up during prohibition were taught that cannabis was bad and would make you lazy and stupid. Maybe your parents had done it in the 1960s or 1970s, but that was then. It seemed they, and the world, have gotten over the green. When all you've heard is that pot is bad or only for the young and dumb, it's hard to feel confident explaining why weed works for you. Even as prohibition is ending, many cannabis enthusiasts feel the need to use self-deprecating language about their cannabis consumption or identity. And many feel they have to justify their consumption for a reasonable reason, enjoyment not seeming to be enough. Stoner stereotypes. Under prohibition, hippies, musicians, surfers, and teens dominated the images in mainstream media for what it looked like to be a pothead. The movie Reefer Madness was propaganda from grandma's heyday, while Bob Marley, Cheech and Chong, Jerry Garcia, Willie Nelson, Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Dave Chappelle, Snoop Dogg, and Cypress Hill carved out some of the cannabis caricatures of later generations. The idea that people who like herb shouldn't be viewed as stoners or burnouts wasn't even really a thought. The general thinking was that those who continued usage after college never grew up, or it was problematic that they still smoked pot. With such negative stereotypes and impressions haunting cannabis culture for so long, it's no wonder that many cannabis consumers have preferred to keep their preference for pot under wraps.